Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Alrighty, so this is day 43, and I haven't been going live, I haven't been recording, I haven't been documenting as much as I would like to. Nonetheless, I've been understanding more about the business side of everything that I'm doing when it comes to podcasting, when it comes to speaking, when it comes to like really putting myself out there. So in this video, we're going to go over the last 43 days and the lessons I've learned, what I've discovered, what I'm accomplishing, and what I'm going to grow into within the next couple of weeks, next couple of months, and so on and so forth. And so I want to make this podcast, I want to go ahead and put this out there and say that one thing that you have to also consider and remember every time you're on this journey is that there's going to be a lot of things that you doubt. One including is yourself. You're going to doubt yourself. You're going to worry if this is good, if you're doing the right thing, if you're doing the thing that's going to get you to the next level. Many times life is just really getting to the next level that makes a difference. And so my biggest struggle was trying to figure out, okay, now I'm in the podcast business, now I'm more clear behind it. How can I actually make money from this? And recently, a couple of days ago, I think it was for day 38-ish, give or take, I started to switch my perspective. Instead of me just selling, I want to lead with value. I want to serve. I want to see how I can help others not only launch their podcast, but how can I help them have more confidence to do it more often, to do it on a daily basis, and to really do it in a way where they're having fun doing it. So my biggest thing is that I don't want to just sell. I want to learn how to tell stories. I want to learn how to connect and build an audience. I want to learn how to really build myself and put myself out there to help others show you and to show others that you can have a podcast. You can grow your podcast. You can make money from it. So just really identifying how, to do everything and put myself out there. And this video is just a recap, because when I did my first two challenges of the 90-day challenge, only made $217 because I was only focused on selling. I'm going to sell this service. I'm going to sell this this information. I'm going to sell this. Not to say that there's anything wrong with selling. Because eventually you will have to make money from your podcast. However, it's the way you go about selling it. And that was the biggest thing that I learned, that really gave me a different perspective, and it shifted the way I was thinking about business. I'm not a big corporation. I'm not a big organization just yet. However, since we're small, we have to communicate with our customers. We have to serve our customers and have to be on a consistent basis. The more we serve, the more we'll be able to build a loyal fan base. If I'm serving, if I'm providing value, if I'm helping, eventually they will start to come. My biggest challenge is that I was trying to make a quick buck. Like I was trying to make a lot of money in a short span of time without even putting in the amount of work that's going to take to make that money. So it's incredible, because now I understand more about like the process behind everything. Yes, there comes a point in time when you are going to have to sell. And as you're selling, I want to provide so much value. There's a book, Jab, Jab, Right Hook. I haven't read it. I'm actually going to listen to it today with Gary Vaynerchuk. And he explains on how you're giving, you're helping, you're serving. Because if you can help someone go from point A to point B, then you're helping them. It might not be that you can see the return so quickly. Moreover, if you do it more consistently, you will start to help a lot more people. You'll start to position yourself differently, and you will be serving more frequently. The biggest thing that my biggest takeaway now is that, let's just say what I'm doing right now is that I go on Threads and then I reply to 10 different replies or comments throughout the day. And as I'm commenting on 10 different posts, I just don't want to talk about podcasting. Yes, because podcasting is my business. However, entrepreneurship goes underneath podcast goes underneath the umbrella of entrepreneurship, marketing, sales, you know, personal development, things of that nature. I'm finding ways to speak about different things based off other people's posts and how they are commenting. When I interact with them, I don't just want to say that I have a podcast and I'm selling podcast services. No, I want to share a story. I want to share my experience. I want to share the lessons that I gained from that. Now, as I'm sharing the story and I'm providing value, I'm connecting with the audience, I'm no longer just talking about podcasting. I'm explaining my experience. I'm connecting with the audience and I'm giving advice based off my current experience. Is it a fast turnaround? Absolutely not. But what if I do it for a year? What if I provide value for 2 years? What if I serve for 5 years? I will have so much awareness or so much great karma because I'm giving, 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 giving. And as I'm giving the advice that can potentially help others go from point A to point B, and when they go from point A to point B, and they want to get to point B to C, who are they going to come to? That's the goal. That's the theory that I'm testing right now, because there's a difference between knowing and having a big business rather than you starting and having a small business trying to figure everything out. I'm in the second category of having a small business is trying to figure everything out. So one thing that you have to consider is that you're not going to know everything as you are starting out. You're not going to understand everything. You're not going to fully comprehend what you are doing and why you are doing it. Nonetheless, there's a process that you will have to go through in order for you to grow through it and grow your business. If I want to be in business for the rest of my life, I have to be okay with it taking time. I can't rush the grind. I can't rush the process. I can't rush the success, because the success is going to come based off the work that I'm putting in. If I continue to put in the work, if I continue to show up, if I continue to learn, I will eventually evolve. But it's the evolution that makes a difference. It's the growth that makes a difference. It's the patience that makes a difference. And this my third time doing this challenge, doing this 90-day challenge, that I'm becoming more patient. I'm providing value. I'm serving. I'm giving value. I'm helping others. And if I can do this consistently, I will be able to have a successful business that focuses on serving, that focuses on helping, that focuses on getting people from point A to point B. That's all I want to do. Get people from point A of not launching the podcast to point B, to growing their podcast, to launching their podcast. I want to go from podcasters who already has a podcast, who are struggling to stay consistent. I want to help them go from point A, struggle staying consistent, to point B, consistently publishing their podcast. I want to help podcasters who already has a podcast, they have a consistent schedule, but they're not making money from it. I want to go from helping podcasters who already has a podcast, go from not making money to point B, which is making money. See, it's a process behind everything. There's a journey that I just have to discover that this potential customer is on. Yes, advertising work. Yes, paid advertising work. On the contrary, when they combine, now understand this based off the book of Traffic Secrets, they both have to work hand in hand with each other, because there's two different customers that you're selling. One customer is not going to buy anything. In addition to that, the other customer is going to buy what you have to offer. But you have to have something to offer. Excuse me. Either you're providing service both ways, and or you're paying for the service for people to learn more about. And so I actually learned that from the book. I think it was called Value Proposition or Business Model Generation. Business Model Generation. And it explains that you have two sets of customers. One is going to be your free audience. They will never pay anything. Or how I said that incorrectly. They won't pay anything off top. Like, they won't pay anything right when they come in contact with you. However, the free can be turned into paid content or paid customers based off the value that you're giving, based off the way you're serving, based off the way that you're helping. If I can help provide value, that's the goal. That's the goal. So that's what my biggest challenge has been, was identifying how and what type of business I want to have. And when I understand the type of business I want to have, now I need to really provide value and serve and have a couple offerings on the side when someone is ready to buy, when someone is ready to purchase. So that way I'm capitalizing, or I'm growing a podcast business based off the efforts that I'm putting in every single day. And every single day, you have to put the efforts in. And so that's what I want to do. I want to give like a short little video, short little recap of the third attempt of the 90-day challenge to grow a podcast business. You can only improve the more you show up. So my goal is to show up more often and continue to improve, continue to develop, and continue to evolve. So this has been great. This is going to be a short podcast episode, and then following the next couple of days, I'm going to continue to be more consistent with everything, reach out to customers, record a podcast, recording content, and so on and so forth. And until I build a team up, I just have to stick to a routine. Nonetheless, this has been great. I'm your host, Terrell Humphrey, host of the Failures Knowledge Podcast. And if you're interested in launching your podcast, growing your podcast, and or making money from your podcast, shoot me a DM, shoot me a message, and we can definitely see where you are at and how you are interested in getting to the next step. I appreciate y'all. And make sure you click this video right here to watch the videos on how to develop within yourself.